why some companies pull ahead. To prepare for the upcoming Outthinker Summit in London on November 5th, I've been diving deep into a question that's fascinated me for years. Why do some companies surge ahead while others, with similar resources and opportunities, struggle to keep pace? It's a search for the patterns, practices, and choices that separate the truly exceptional from the merely good. In exploring case studies, market data, and leadership decisions, certain themes stand out. The companies that break away aren't just executing well in the short term. They find product market fit more quickly, sustain faster growth, achieve higher margins, and reinvest their gains more strategically. Some of the names are familiar, Chipotle and Microsoft. Others are less obvious, such as Celestica and Sprouts Farmers Market. Each reveals something about how organizations can catch the right currents so their companies don't just stay afloat, but surge ahead of their competitors. So what's their secret? After digging into the data, interviewing leaders, and studying case after case, I found that their advantage almost always comes down to four forces. Business model, the hull. It's the architecture and design that determines whether growth compounds or stalls. Execution, the crew. Even with the same design, the companies whose people move faster, cleaner, and more reliably pull ahead. Headwinds and tailwinds, the external environment. Shifts in technology, regulation, and consumer behavior can either accelerate progress or grind it to a halt. Strategy, the choices. It's the discipline of deciding where to focus, what to ignore, and how to coordinate all the moving parts into forward momentum. Business model, the hull of the ship. A business model is the architecture of advantage. It's the structure that determines whether a company cuts through the market like a sleek hole through water, or whether it drags and wastes energy. Unlike strategy, which can shift, or execution, which happens daily, the business model is usually engineered early and compounds steadily if built well. Intuitive Surgical illustrates this perfectly. Its Da Vinci robotic surgical system established reinforcing loops that turned into a flywheel. Razor and blade economics. Hospitals purchase the system once, but recurring instrument and accessory sales create a steady revenue stream. Procedural moat. Every surgeon trained on Da Vinci deepens adoption, making it expensive for hospitals to switch. Data advantage. Each procedure generates data which improves the system, enhances training, and reinforces credibility. That architecture compounds year after year. Today, Intuitive Surgical's advantage isn't built on marketing or discounts. Instead, it's built into the design of the business model itself. When a company's model is designed to compound, it's like a well-built hull that keeps moving forward with less resistance, no matter the conditions. Execution, the crew at work. Not every company has a once-in-a-generation business model. Many share similar designs, but some consistently pull ahead because they execute better. Execution is about speed, reliability, and discipline. It's the crew being able to trim the sails, adjust the rudder, and keep the ship on course. Toyota is the gold standard. Its hybrid strategy wasn't unique. What set it apart was relentless execution in manufacturing and supply chain management. When EV adoption slowed in 2023, Toyota's hybrid surged. Its lean production system translated into resilience and agility, helping its stock climb more than 70%, thereby outpacing nearly every automaker. FedEx versus UPS is another example. Their strategies are nearly identical, yet FedEx recently pulled ahead by executing more effectively, like it renewed its Amazon partnership, tightened profitability metrics, and delivered stronger returns. Execution turns small differences into a meaningful lead. And in an industry where offerings are almost indistinguishable, Singapore Airlines stands out. Its punctuality, service, and efficiency make reliability its brand. In a world where an airline seat can feel like a commodity, execution becomes the differentiator. Execution-driven companies remind us, you don't always need a novel idea. Sometimes winning is simply about outworking, outfocusing, and outreliabilitying everyone else. Headwinds and tailwinds, reading the weather. No business sails in calm waters forever. Every company faces forces outside its control like regulation, consumer shifts, technological disruption, and macroeconomic trends. The winners aren't those who deny turbulence, but those who read it earlier and tack smarter. Microsoft caught the AI tailwind earlier than most. Its $1 billion partnership with OpenAI, integration of AI into its suite, and internal cultural push positioned it to lead the AI revolution. Singapore Airlines has proven adept at maneuvering external shocks. When fuel costs spiked, it hedged earlier and more effectively than peers. During the pandemic, it leaned into its premium positioning to emerge stronger while competitors scrambled to rebuild. Costco benefits from inflationary environments where bulk buying resonates even more. Rising prices have been a headwind for many retailers, but a tailwind for Costco's value-driven model. Intuitive Surgical leverages demographic tailwinds such as aging populations and higher surgical demand to expand its adoption base. Headwinds and tailwinds are unpredictable, but not unmanageable. The key is agility, knowing when to tack against resistance and when to let the current carry you forward. Strategy, the captain's hand. Finally, strategy is about choices. It's not the hull, the crew, or the wind itself. It's the captain's judgment in charting a course and coordinating all three. Strategy is deciding which markets to enter, which bets to double down on, and which distractions to decline. NVIDIA exemplifies this. In the mid-2000s, NVIDIA was known primarily as a gaming company. Its leaders made a bold strategic pivot, reimagining GPUs not just for graphics, but as engines for parallel computing and, eventually, AI. That decision set the stage for one of the most dramatic transformations in modern business. The shift was powered by a series of deliberate strategic choices. Reimagining GPUs for parallel computing and AI, moving beyond the crowded gaming niche. Repositioning core technology to serve broader enterprise and research markets. Doubling down on AI investment to capture a once-in-a-generation growth wave. Integrating hardware with proprietary software to create a defensible ecosystem. Forging enterprise partnerships with Microsoft, Oz, and Google to scale adoption. By aligning technology, investment, and partnerships around this new vision, NVIDIA's revenue grew from $3 billion in 2009 to more than $60 billion in 2024. Even Crocs, widely mocked in the mid-2010s, made a counterintuitive strategic choice, double down on its polarizing identity. Instead of blending in, it leaned into collaborations, global expansion, and brand distinctiveness. That decision turned a fading fad into a durable global business. Strategy is not about reacting every quarter. It's about steering decisively, aligning the crew, and pushing full speed ahead toward a future that others can't yet see. The pattern. What I've learned from watching companies for two decades is this. When a company outperforms, it's almost always because one or more of these forces are working in its favor. Business model. Enduring design choices that keep compounding. Execution. Sharper, faster, more reliable operations. Headwinds and tailwinds. Agility in harnessing external forces. Strategy. Bold decisions that align the other three. The danger is misdiagnosis by thinking you're winning on strategy when it's really a favorable tailwind, or assuming strong execution excuses a flawed model. The companies that rise above don't try to master all four at once. They know which force they're harnessing, and they fuel it with intent. Outperformance isn't random. It's the result of leaders who understand which part of their ship is propelling them forward and steer with clarity.